Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, it is a Patriots Friday, and Devin McCourty is brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit zuti.com for details. Devin is also brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group, and he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Obviously, would have liked to get off to a better start week one. I know that you've had a chance this week to look at film and to talk about it internally. When you some takeaways from last week and what you guys need to do better this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the obvious takeaways. I think a lot of guys probably spoke about it after the game. We got to do a better job of not turning the ball over, getting more turnovers on defense. And then, you know, a lot of our problems would have been solved just playing better in the red area on both sides of the ball. So, obviously, going into this week, those will be emphasized. Scoring touchdowns, not letting the team score touchdowns. And just doing a better job, you know, with the ball all the way around on both sides of the ball. So things that we can work on, obviously, and, you know, it's week one, but I think in this league you got to have a sense of urgency to get things going and get it done, because before you know it, you'll be halfway through the season. You don't want to have the same problems.
Devin, I think we all got to see how great Mac was playing during the game. He's been getting a lot of praise, both from you and your brother. You said the other day that when he came into the facility, to see how he went about everything was impressive. We can see what he did on the field, but off the field, what did you mean by that? How did he come into the building and handle everything?
Just as a professional, and I wouldn't say it was like, you know, something we've never seen before. We've had rookies come in here and just have a real professional feel about them. I still remember when Hightower and Chandler Jones came in here as rookies. Logan and Daron Harmon just came in, James White, same way, with kind of a focused mentality each day. And I think it's even harder, you know, sometimes at that position, where, you know, for him, each day of training camp, it was this huge story, and I don't think that really affected him. He just came in, tried to focus on what he had to do, and didn't really worry about anything outside of getting better in training camp. And I think sometimes we don't realize when we're not in that position how hard that is. But, you know, he's really done a good job of that so far.
A lot of people drawing comparisons between he and Tom Brady, as somebody who knows both. Do you see any of that?
I wouldn't compare anybody to Tom Brady, me personally.
Speaking of that, Tom Brady says that he would like to play till he is 50. That's another 6 years of this guy. How do you feel about that?
We can't tell him when he can stop playing. He's already done a lot of things that we just didn't expect. So if he wants to play to 50 and he still looks good, I mean, God bless him. I wouldn't want to be playing football at 50, but I probably wouldn't want to be playing football at 44 either. He's doing that, and he's doing a hell of a job of it.
Devin, you talk about, you know, cleaning some things up, right? But every game you look at, you try to come away with some of the positive things you did, especially defensively, 17 points. You know, I would expect – if I saw a score, defense only giving up 17, that's a game that they win. Some of the things that maybe I saw you guys did well defensively, you played the run really well. You were good, pretty good on third down. What are some of the things that you take away from the positive in this game to kind of build on that moving into the game against the Jets?
Yeah, I think that was some of the things that stuck out. We talked about, you know, obviously playing well on third down, but doing a better job of just getting them in third down where we can let, you know, our different packages get different groups on there. And then I think just overall we did a good job of just continuing to play football. Obviously the first drive didn't go the way we wanted, but I think the understanding of Larry, let's get to the sideline, see what they're doing, and then go out there and fix some things and play better. I think that was good, especially, you know, an opportunity to go out there with guys we haven't been in, you know, a full game mode. So those are some of the things that we did well. And then I think some of the things that, you know, we did well that we're going to see again with Wilson, you know, kind of similar to Tua in the sense of being able to get outside the pocket, extend plays. But he really, when he extends plays, he's trying to go deep. He's looking down the field. So that's something that, you know, we did a pretty good job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket last week. I would say it'll be even more important this week.
Devin, you said the first drive, right? That's something that it always kind of fascinates me when I'm watching the game as a fan. You guys kind of started off a little bit slow and you gave up that first drive, but then you were able to kind of lock it up, focus, and do really well after that. What is it about the first drive? I know from an offensive player standpoint, we usually script the first 15 plays. Defensively, is there, like, what's the mindset? Do you have, like, a first 15? I know it's kind of probably difficult to do that defensively, but what is it sometimes when you give up that first drive, but then you're able to turn things around?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, sometimes in those first 15 plays, it's things that you're not even going to do throughout the day, but in the game. But it's like the offensive coordinator has drawn up, you know, these plays that he knows can attack the defense in certain ways. And I think we always talk about, as a defense, getting through the script. And then the best time to actually do that is coming out and trying to get a three and out. And it kind of throws off the timing of that script when you can do that to an offense. So, it's just, for me, I think for my years in the NFL, it's trying to understand and knowing, you know, the things that they're going to throw at you, and trying to do a better job of just handling it and understanding within that first 15 plays. It might not be the true game plan you went over for the week, but you got to just try to do a good job of the fundamentals that you talked about throughout the week.
Devin McCourty is our guest on a Patriots Friday. Wiggy suggested this week that had Cam Newton been the starter on Sunday, you would have won that game. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't have a comment on that. I feel like as a player, I feel like you bring that up, we could say, man, if we would have gave us Randy Moss, Vince Wilfork, Seymour, a couple other guys, I could go down the list, and Ty Law out there, I would have liked our chances. So I don't know. As a player, I never focus on, you know, who's here and who's not. I mean, who's not here. Just try to focus on the guys we have here.
You left one legendary New England Patriot guy off that list when you were mentioning
the
guys.
Tight ends played pretty good.
Devin, you bring up Zach Wilson. As a vet looking at a rookie quarterback, is there anything that you do different to take advantage of a rookie quarterback instead of going up against guys that have been in the league for a while?
Not really. I mean, you try to make it tough. You try to disguise and give them different looks. I think with some of the more experienced players, they've seen it more. And, you know, sometimes the rookies, you know, obviously they just don't have the experience. But I think one of the biggest things is not to underestimate. I know everybody makes a big deal about the rookie quarterbacks, but you got to watch a guy on film and see what he's doing. And I think that's the focus and how you have to play him and how you have to try to attack him is, you know, what that player is, not, you know, just because they're a rookie. So, yeah, with Wilson, I think we just got to do a good job of giving him different looks, making it tough. And then, like I said earlier, not allowing him to kind of have those, you know, loose plays where he can go out there and make a play, because you can tell watching him, the dude has special arm talent. Like, he can get the ball all over the place. So we don't want to see that side of him.
Well, Devin, it's kind of like a Tupac question. A guy like Zach, well, a guy like Zach Wilson, he creates.
Normally, it's an 8-part question, well, and then you answer it yourself.
I hope you're free to pen, Devin.
A guy like Zach Wilson creates a lot of problems because his ability to extend play. So defensively, it's critically important, especially in the back end, to stay on guys, right? And I guess the second part of the question is, you guys are 0-1 in the division, and this being another division game, the importance of not starting 0-2 in the division.
Yeah, the first part of your question, you're right. And the back end, you know, we're not going to be able to keep the quarterback in the pocket, but the chances are it's going to be hard to do it, you know, every single play. So when that does happen, we got to do a good job of what we call plastering the receivers and making sure whether we're in zone or man, we get on a guy once the play kind of breaks down. And then, yeah, just talking about being in the division, you know, in this league, like I said, you fall behind and you're down, you know, you're now 0-2 and, you know, guys are getting a leg up on you. It just makes everything tougher. And I think anytime, you know, you go through training camp, preseason and all that, it's important to just go out there and get your first win. I think it's a good feeling for the whole team. Everyone, you know, you want that feeling. You don't want to go where you're a couple games into the season now and you're still trying to wonder what that feeling feels like to win. So, you know, winning makes everything easier. You know, all of the hard work you put in, it's a better feeling at the end of the week when it ends with a win. It feels like it's worth it. So, yeah, that's something we're focused on, and I know they're going to be the same way. You know, nobody wants to start 0-2. And you saw that last night with Washington and the Giants battling. So we got to do a good job of just trying to make sure we come back home with a win.
All right, Devin, I would just like to note before you go that you taught me a valuable lesson last season, and I did not mention any specific defensive plays during this interview with you.
It's only week one. I'm sure you'll mention some as we go along.
All right. It's awesome to talk to you, and go get them on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, man. You guys have a good one.
All right. There he is, Devin McCourty.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.